Let's talk gifts. We talked earlier in the show about gifts for your do-it-yourself handyman. We're hanging out here at our flagship station, KTAR. There's all kind of bodies and brains up here, so we dragged two of them into the studio with us. Mike brains. Russell, host of Get Out Arizona, the show that program that airs here every Saturday from noon to two. Get Outdoors, all about enjoying the great Arizona outdoors.
Yes, sir.
And Matt Allen of Virginia Auto Repair has the Under the Hood show. Bumper to bumper, right after us, 11 to 12.
Yeah, we come on 11 to noon, and thanks for having me in, Rosie. Appreciate it.
Well, we were talking about a couple gift ideas. You know, Matt, one of the things that I picked up a long time ago, and I recommend them for stocking stuffers all the time, is just the infrared temperature guns. And I understand y'all use that in auto repair a lot, looking for the misfiring cylinder or whatever it is.
Do with that? On a diesel engine, you sure can. You can use them for checking the exhaust temperature, see if the fuel injector is firing the right way, your air conditioner during the summertime. Tire temperature is something that you can use that. I mean, people look at the pressure, but maybe if you're towing a trailer, you got the boat, maybe the big toy hauler or something.
While you're getting out and filling the truck up, have your wife walk around and shoot the temperatures of each tire. It might tell you if you've got a low tire, right?
A low tire, or maybe it's going to tell you maybe your trailer's not leveled right. Maybe you'd need to adjust that adjustable receiver a little bit to get the trailer leveled out. You know, if that thing's tilting forward, it's going to load up the front tires real heavy and the back ones are going to be light, and that would be an indication if those tires are not right or the temperatures are getting real high, and that's going to lead to a blowout possibly.
You're just going to walk around and verify that all the surface temperatures of all the tires on the vehicle and the trailer are all within a reasonable...
Well, I don't know that there's a range. We just want consistency.
Right.
If you got one that's really hot or the two front ones are on a triple axle maybe are really hot and the back ones are cool, might be a sign that trailer needs to be adjusted a little bit. So those are neat for sure for the car. The one I like, the thing I think is a great stocking stuffer, not even a stocking stuffer, but a real good gift, is the lithium ion battery packs. I never believed that this little battery pack would jump start a car. But I have a habit of leaving my dome light on in my car. So the thing will jumpstart the car, but it saves me all the time because I'm always running late and I always seem to have a dead cell phone battery. It comes with all these different connectors. You can hook up your cell phone. You can throw it in your briefcase and take it on a plane with you, on the road trip. Take it anywhere and keep your... It's got a little flashlight on it, and so it's a pretty handy-dandy tool.
How big an apparatus is it?
It's small. I mean, it's like a big giant, like, remember your old brick cell phone? When the cell phones were a little bigger than they are
Motorola
now?
The Motorola bricks.
Exactly.
Sure.
It's about that size, a little thinner, shorter. So even just,
it has
it's
the USB,
very small.
It has the USB ports to plug in to charge your phone, but it also has the connectors that you can reach out and connect to your battery terminal under the hood of your car?
Yeah, it's got the alligator clips with a short lead. You just put it right on the battery. You can jump start the car. You can recharge the thing with your car through the cigarette lighter. You can use it for your kids' Game Boys. I mean, you're on the road trip and their batteries die. Well, you can get them charged back up, and there's some of them that can even run a laptop computer.
Do you happen to know what you're going to spend on one of these?
They're on Amazon anywhere from $90 up in the $129 range. I've seen some of them.
Okay, and Mike Russell, with all your getting outdoors Arizona, you've never pulled up someplace in the pickup truck, spent 4 or 5 hours walking around and come back and gotten...
No, that's never happened before. No. I actually have one of those battery jumpers. I love the dang thing.
Then you automatically start calculating, well, the last paved road I was on was...
Exactly. Looking for cell service.
How about some tips for getting outdoors?
First of all, I want to tell everybody, it's a public service announcement for all us outdoor people. Just because it has camo doesn't mean we want it. Just understand that. I am that guy. I actually tell people exactly what I want. If they ask me, I will tell them, because if not, they're going to get me something I don't want. And normally it's going to have camo on it, and it's something I didn't need. But there's a lot of cool things out there. This year, you've heard of Yeti coolers, right?
The
big Yeti roto-molded coolers that are, you know, those things are pricey. Coolers are up there.
When you see an ice chest hit the market, you know, when you've got the the more common brands out there, the Coleman's, like that, all that. You can spend for an 80 quart, you know, you can spend 80, 90, 100 bucks if you got the frozen inserts that go in. Yeti comes out, and I think their bottom line is like $329.
Oh, yeah, and they're upwards of $700, $800, yes.
And you think, what?
Exactly, but they do. For your entire trip, your ice stays. That's it. You're not going for another round of ice, period.
Yetis are great. Have you seen the Canyon coolers, too, out of Flagstaff?
I haven't seen the Canyon here in Arizona.
Really? Okay.
They're Yeti-type, big, thick. We actually use them a lot for our crawfish boils to keep the crawfish hot. Because nice. In a regular ice chest, they'll stay hot maybe an hour. It'll stay hot 5-6 hours.
Okay.
And it's,
right.
it's a couple of Colorado River guide rats.
Oh, we got to check that out.
That came up with it.
I got to have them down here on the show for
sure.
Price. Yeah. Oh, I like that too. But yeah. Yeti did come out with a tumbler. The Yeti Rambler. I'm holding it right here. The 20 ounce. I just picked this up this morning. Claiming, and I'm going to put this to the paces tonight, claiming 10 hours, keeping coffee just as hot as it was when you poured it out of the pot. 10 hours, and whatever you want cold, if it might be, let's say, a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Hold that all day long while you're out there. Put that in your bag, and then you're done. I mean, this Yeti, obviously, they built their name and reputation on keeping things cold and the ability of the opposite way, keeping things hot as well. So
well,
they come out.
Something I came across at REI about last summer was those hydro flasks.
I carry one with me. 24/7
in insulated containers that actually I can fill up in the morning with ice water, keep it in the cup holder of my truck, driving all through town all day long in August, and I've still got ice in that thing like at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. And what I like about it, that Yeti is cool. But the Hydro Flask at 64 ounce. I go through that 20 ounce.
Oh no, they have a bigger one too. This is the small guy.
Okay.
This is the small guy. Yeah. So
you just picked that up this morning.
I picked that up at Sportsman's Warehouse.
And what would you, did they charge you for it?
I'm sure they did. they gave me a little holiday gift bag. They sponsor the show. They gave me a little holiday.
I was just wondering, do you know what the retail suggested price on that?
I didn't grab the price on that. I do have it on the rest, though. They're actually, for their Black Friday event, is going to be absolutely amazing.
Okay.
They have a lot of things. I don't know if I've never, and I've admitted this on air, I've never fly fished before. I want to learn how to fly fish in the worst way.
Well, let's do it together. I've only done it once or twice.
Well, yeah, I'm excited to learn how to. I don't even have the gear.
One Jay Harper's a big fly fisher.
Is he?
I bet we'd be able to work something.
Oh, we got to make that happen.
He's got a cabin up by. I'll just say it's past Payson.
Okay, right. They have a $300 rig that's got everything: rod, reel, holder. It's got the line, everything for $149.
So I bet Black Friday is going to be $180.
But yeah, I mean, for you outdoor guys, the stocking stuffers, I mean, basically, we got beef jerky here, socks. Nothing better than socks to put in an outdoorsman's stocking, period. I mean, I always talk about thin slit and boots. I don't like thin slit and boots. Keep your feet warm the way you want to with the socks you want. I always love that kind of thing.
Especially in Arizona. Then you could self-regulate as to the climate you're in. Insulated boot to me doesn't work either.
Not for Arizona. I would if you lived in Alaska, I'm sure it's a great boot because you need
The thin slit ones, yeah.
If you buy those here... There's three times a year you need it. And then you've got this boot that collects dust the rest of the time.
Right. Or it makes your feet sweat and you're in a bad, bad way. And there's one more product right out of here in Arizona. It's called the Fish Clipper. You know, when you take your rod and reel and you have your lure still on there and you hook it on an eyelet or you hook it down to that little hook, these actually go over that. It looks like you remember the chip clips, the chip bag clips that you put on
to close up the bag?
Yeah. It looks a lot like that, but it mounts right onto your rod and reel and it goes over the hooks. Yeah, it's a really good thing so it doesn't get tangled up and snagged on anything else. You can find them at fishclipper.com. Yeah, it's really good stuff. And the local brand, yeah. Fishclipper.com, yeah.
And you can't beat a Leatherman.
No.
Right? I mean, everybody needs a Leatherman.
Of course.
Or a Gerber all-purpose tool or whatever, whichever style or fashion you like.
Yeah, Leatherman, by the way, did you see that they're making watch bands? They're making Leatherman watch bands that have every tool. Every link is a tool that you would need.
I haven't seen that.
Screwdriver. Oh, yes. Oh yeah, come in silver or black. They're all stainless steel. It's a great, great product.
Try getting that one past TSA.
Oh yeah, the TSA. I think you probably could.
let me pitch it back to Matt Allen here from Bumper to Bumper. Matt, you know, I would like someone to give me a gift for my truck. You know, Is it illegal for me to ask a mechanic to unplug all the warning bells that my key's still in the ignition? You know, can you deprogram all that garbage?
You can. Some of it is programmable. Some of those chimes that used to just be a buzzer, you could go unplug it. Now they're part of like a body control module. I know in my truck they come out over the speakers of the car. There's not even a chime anymore.
Ugh.
So some of them you can get out. Some you can deprogram, especially if someone's added an aftermarket alarm. You know, like you were talking about before, you're out hunting or doing something, all of a sudden you open the door and an alarm goes off and
that your key's still in the ignition.
Yeah, or you lock the door, or the key, doors lock automatically. So yeah, probably a custom stereo shop would be a good place if it was something aftermarket.
I hate the way my truck automatically locks when I'm going down the road. If I want my door locked, I'll lock my door.
Now,
but then you stop and you get out, you go around to the other side of your truck to get in, and it's still locked. Absolutely drives me nuts.
Now, I bet that's a programming issue. You probably get your owner's manual out. I heard you earlier saying you didn't read owner's manuals.
I heard
you
that.
You could probably get that out.
Busted.
And look at the owner's manual, and I bet that's programmable through the steering wheel. You can fix some of that stuff yourself.
Oh, well, that's worth reading the manual about, because that absolutely drives me nuts. What other gift ideas have you got? How about emergency road kits? Is there one prepackaged kit that you can... Yeah, every time I put one together, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then there's no room to put anything else.
You know, I was thinking about that for our show coming up, but... The bottom line, you know, at the end of the day, you're not fixing anything on the side of the road on a modern car.
Yeah.
And they're usually pretty low quality, I think, but I guess they're good. I have one in my truck, and it might bail you out one time.
How about just water, power bars, and a blanket?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the other thing I think is a good gift, we always going out to the car wash is getting our car washed. You could put something together like an Easter basket, relatively cheap. Go to the auto parts store and get some Armor All or the dash wipes and an air freshener and some you know, you should really wash your car with not the dishwashing soap from under the sink in the kitchen. You should use car washing soap and put a little detail package together and wrap it in cellophane, and that's a great gift for a dad from the kids or something like that.
It would be better if it was from the kids.
Whatever.
If it was already a little used, wash the car for dad.
yeah, right, huh? Yeah, really.
And then let him have the products that are left over for future use.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. All right, y'all listen for the cue to call. We'll be doing the Santa Bag giveaway before the top of the hour right here at Rosie on the House. First caller in to 1-888-767-4348 will win the Kohler Moxie Showerhead, sponsored by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
At the sound of the jingle bells and not before.
At the sound of the jingle bells and not before. That's right. More when we get back right after this.